Morsi hasn't backed down. He hasn't changed anything in the decree. He hasn't made any concessions. All that happened was that he met with judges from the Supreme Judicial Authority le yesterday to sort of explain what the decree is about. And so as a result, they came out of the meeting saying that the decree only extended to, and within quotes here, sovereign matters, which is a very ambiguous term that is used often in Egypt. To delineate matters of the state that that the president usually does without question or without any oversight.
But the judges had wanted him to say that, but they've come out of the meeting saying unsatisfied.
Exactly. I mean, usually it is sort of a given in Egyptian judiciary that sovereign matters are the remit of the president, and so. Usually, the judiciary does not comment on it, or like it cannot be challenged in the judiciary. They kind of let it slide because of that, catch-all kind of phrase. But yeah, they have come out and said they're extremely unsatisfied with the meeting. There was a bit of spin after the meeting. The presidential spokesman Yasser Ali kind of presented it as a meeting where some sort of consensus was reached, and then the Supreme Judicial Authority kind of said, no, that wasn't really what happened, and we're very unsatisfied. And at the end of the day, it's not really the judicial authority that is the most important body in the judiciary. Right now, it's the judges' club, because that includes pretty much all of Egypt's judges, and they're the ones who are kind of more militant in their objection to the decree.
And what are they saying?
They're saying that I mean they've been locked in continuous talks. Their meeting, the first meeting that they held after Morsi's decree, hosted 8,000 of Egypt's 12,000 judges, and so there's obviously a lot of concern. They haven't come out and said anything that is that the that they're completely against. They want to look into the matter, but they are extremely concerned, and they are keeping all their options open. And they're definitely not happy. I mean, they're definitely extremely concerned about this decree.
So, will Morsi have to go a lot further to placate both the judges and the protesters?
Well, that's if Morsi wants to. I mean, it's kind of Morsi has kind of created this crisis, and he's made it very, very difficult to maneuver. He's given himself very little room to maneuver. He doesn't seem to want to back down. I don't think he's going to, because to back down on this would mean that he would lose a lot of face, and he would be a lame duck president after that. And but the fact that they're coming out with this decree without reaching out to anybody before it, and then just making it like reality, like facts on the ground, and then after that coming and saying, no, let's discuss this. It makes it a very difficult situation, and there really is. He hasn't compromised. He doesn't want to compromise. He wants to appear that he's compromising, but that's not really the case.
Is there any sort of wiggle room here that where he could back down into?
Well, the wiggle room would mean that he would issue an addendum to this declaration that somehow kind of mitigates somewhat the absolute powers that he's granted himself. I think that would be the only solution that would be workable at this point, because he won't cancel the decree, and people who are opposed to it, of which there are a lot, are hell-bent on making him cancel it, and they're saying that there's no other way, and they do have a point. I mean, Morsi has tried to reach out to them, or the Muslim Brotherhood, or the Freedom and Justice Party, the political arm, and the response has been no, cancel it first, and then we'll talk, and then we'll try and reach an agreement. But there needs to be an agreement reached within the parameters that have been set. But Morsi does need to at least indicate that he's willing to at least amend some of the decree, because it's very controversial decree, and it's a very hardline decree.
Can he afford to just ignore the protests? Then they're not nearly as big as the ones that ousted Mubarak.
Well, you won't get protests that are as big as the ones that ousted Mubarak anymore. I mean, for a number of reasons, but no, Morsi should be careful on this because he's united a set of disparate forces that usually have a lot of trouble uniting, and he's in danger of isolating the Muslim Brotherhood within the frame of the political spectrum or even the social spectrum in this country. It's becoming the narrative right now is becoming more and more about it's Ikhwan against everybody else. It's the Muslim Brotherhood again, and then there's everybody else. And he has to be careful not to kind of accentuate that sort of narrative, because if that's the case, even if he does get away with it this time, even if he does somehow manage to wriggle out, it's not going to bode well for them down the line, not at all.
There've been clashes already today.
Yes, there have. I mean, it's just a continuation of the clashes haven't stopped since last Monday. So it's been over a week now, in various roads near Tahrir Square. And the clashes actually started before the decree. It was to commemorate the 1 year anniversary of the Muhammad Mahmoud clashes last year, in which at least 45 people were killed. No accountability, only one police officer on trial for all that. And it was more of the same. And then after the decree, there was it continued, and it's continued up until today. But it's a bit more sporadic, and I'm not really sure exactly whether this fighting can go on with these thousands of people coming into Tahrir Square nearby.
And violence near the US embassy, are the Americans being seen as kind of complicit in this in some way?
No, actually, it's kind of luck that it's ended up near the embassy, because the embassy is near Tahrir Square as well. So it's the fighting is a square that's right in front of the embassy. It's very close to the embassy. The fighting was somewhere else, but then it moved to there. But that's because it generally moves according to where the police are firing tear gas from, basically. And so it's kind of moved to there. As for the US, no one has really spoken much, but the silence coming out from the US and the West speaks volumes about there had been no hardline condemnation of what Morsi has done, which is very telling. I mean, I think it's only the EU that has seriously expressed concern. And it's quite telling that the West seem kind of not too concerned about this, or for the large part, not too concerned about this power grab, which is leading people to think, oh, he kind of sorted things out in for the Gaza ceasefire, and he kind of played ball on foreign policy with the interests of the US and Israel, and so therefore no one's really concerned about domestic issues. And then it's kind of like the attitude that they had with Mubarak, or the perceived attitude they had with Mubarak, that the perception here was that Mubarak could do whatever he wanted to Egyptians as long as he played ball in regional interests. And that's kind of the same perception is kind of coming out now.
Yet again, opposition figures have called for another million-man march, sort of now becoming a bit of a sort of crying wolf refrain in Egypt. Is this a key test of the opposition today, the turnout?
No, I think the turnout is going to be quite massive, actually, because we have people joining the marches today who have never joined marches before. There's a whole new kind of what we would term maybe Mubarak sympathizers, but people who didn't really want the revolution, who were more the stability camp, what we call the what some people deride as the party of the couch or the party of the sofa, but. A lot of people are marching today that haven't marched before. And that's what I was saying earlier, that his decree has united a consensus of objection against him. I mean, everybody is up in arms about this. But it's not. But the turnout today will not be a test for political forces. Opposition forces need to unite and do something on in the political sphere, and not marches. I mean, marches are the turnout is going to be huge today. It's what you do after the turnout, or what you do with this turnout, that's going to matter. And so they have to get together, and they kind of have to sort something out in the political sphere.
Is there any sign of that on the horizon?
No. I mean, we'll have to see. Basically, all opposition forces have called for the marches and the protests, and that's basically what we're good at. I mean, we don't need opposition political forces to call for protests. People are going to protest anyways. But there have been meetings. There's something called the National Egyptian Front, which is kind of an umbrella group of many different groups, and they've been talking, they've been sending out statements, and so it'll be interesting to see if they can do more, if they can offer more regarding this.
Okay, Abdu. Thanks very much.
Thank you, man.